where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
While rain continues to fall on and off across southwestern Ontario today, it's actually the wind that will be a bigger issue heading into the weekend. A special weather statement remains posted for Sarnia Lambton. Northwesterly winds gusting near 80 kilometers an hour are expected this afternoon and tonight, but winds may be stronger near Lake Huron in Georgian Bay, approaching 90 kilometers an hour. Winds will ease Saturday morning as the low pressure system departs. The National Weather Agency says the windy weather may cause power outages or toss loose objects. Pembina activated its emergency response plan after a transport slid into a ditch at the Corunna site this morning. The company says there were no off-site impacts or injuries. No leaks were reported. The OPP also responded. A couple has sent a letter to Plimpton, Wyoming Council to voice safety concerns about the Egremont and Lakeshore Road intersection. Despite reduced speed limits in the area, residents say the Kamlackey intersection remains unsafe and traffic continues to increase as the community grows. Councillor Alex Bojan says he regularly drives through the intersection and the safety concerns are largely speed related.
You do notice a difference in terms of safety. Like if a cop does radar at Kingston's Cove, it's a safer intersection for about a month or two, and then people start picking it up again.
Plimpton, Wyoming Council passed a motion this week to bring the matter to the county level. Seven Petrolia-based organizations are getting funding boosts as the town celebrates its 150th anniversary. The Petrolia Community Fund, in partnership with the Sarnia Community Foundation, recently announced its 2023 recipients during a presentation to town council. The Petrolia District Skating Club, Noel's Gift, Petrolia YMCA, Tammy's Place, No One Stands Alone, Literacy Lambton, and Kiwanis Club of Petrolia are each splitting just over $11,000. SCF Executive Director Mike Barron says he was pleased they could provide some much needed assistance. And the Summer Company program is back for another year. It's an opportunity for students between the ages of 15 and 29 to get some funding and mentorship to launch their own summertime startups. The Sarnia Lambton Economic Partnership and Business Enterprise Center will accept applications until May 1st. Manager Allison Minato says she's heard good things from previous successful applicants.
I have heard that it provided a great opportunity for kids to explore owning their own business, explore entrepreneurship, and help them identify where their strengths may lie so that they can kind of help chart their future career path.
The program offers up to $3,000 in total funding. Periods of rain this afternoon, west wind shifting northwest, gusting to 80 kilometers an hour. Temperature steady near 7. Periods of rain ending near midnight, then clearing. Northwest wind gusting to 80, a low plus 3. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.